Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheban from Montana, broadcasting with Gwyneth Isaacs live from Australia. And Gwyneth, I want to mention a few things. You mentioned the word Constitution Authority. You mentioned the word accountability in this short broadcast so far. You know, accountability here in America should really be redefined, because it should be a word of sarcasm, theater, and illegitimate fluff. You know, you look at the so-called peaceful protests, you look at the inaccuracy of the PCR COVID tests, you look at math and science sold to the highest bidder. The words experts and official authority is a bona fide joke. Commerce, economy, money, nutrition, the lack of nutrition and foods, all the big pharma and this vaccination stuff, and when the CDC has recently come out with, and John Hopkins said that there's no increase in deaths between 2019 and 2020. I mean, this is just an absolute joke, and the rich got richer dramatically, which I've given probably thousands of evidence showing that the redistribution of wealth has been going from the little guy to the very wealthy. Fluoride, no water, social distancing, central banks. Accountability is a bona fide joke and should be redefined in America. And I want to, when you talk about constitutional authority, you know, I want to mention a few articles here real quick. The DOJ has all the wire transfers from China to Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden to Joe Biden. You know, I don't think we're going to have a president that's made and bought and paid for by China. I'm sorry. Next, another video of corrupt Georgia election workers feeding the same ballot through the machines numerous times. This is for the national election. I just want to mention some of the behaviors happening in Georgia. Raffensperger gets caught. Georgia ballots printed differently for GOP and Dem counties. And I talked about the bullseye. And I talked about Pulitzer. And, Pulitzer even wanted to, he admitted and proved and verified that Georgia was communicating with the voting machines and China. There's no legitimacy here. I mean, he even says that there was trucks called in to get rid of the evidence in Fulton County. He mentioned that shredder trucks showed up when he was supposed to inspect the ballots, and they got rid of all the evidence. That's not. And even his people, his team in Atlanta, was shot at five times through a window where a little girl's bedroom was. I mean, it's pure evil, okay? I mean, we have operatives in Michigan and Georgia tampering with military ballots, filling out 100% for Joe Biden. We have a video released of vans removing ballots from a Georgia warehouse with armed guards to Sheriff Jackson's office. We have data scientists coming out and saying 17,000 Trump votes switched to Biden in Georgia. We have reports Brad Raffensperger did so much illegal stuff that he should be investigated under the Secret Service under the Espionage Act. He neglected to protect Georgians, allowing this fraudulent machinery. He, 460,000 ballots were missing, and that's illegal because in Georgia, in every state, I believe, you need to have chain custody of documentation. You know, 24,000 plus votes removed in Georgia and 12,000 plus votes switched to Biden. Fulton County ballot inspection hearing subverted in order to stall before January 20th date. Run back election systems team up with Dominion voting systems in Georgia election. Pallets of ballots found in Fulton County warehouse. I mean, this is such a pathetic joke. Gwyneth, I mean, I can't see the American people falling for a president made and bought and paid for by China. Gwyneth?
I think they will, because it's like this. I'm just doing some war gaming here, okay? This is just how I can see it going down. And so this is all hypothesis, but it's well-reasoned hypothesis. And I think that this is how it's going to. This is me playing chess, okay? Now, if they hold a fraudulent inauguration for Joe Biden, okay, then he's going to have an accident or something shortly after that. And Kamala Harris is going to be instituted as the first female president of the United States. And there's going to be a big hurrah in the media, and all the SJW morons are going to say what a wonderful thing this is. But there's 300 million Americans out there who are not buying that particular pie, and that dog ain't going to hunt. So Joe Biden will probably order the arrest of Donald Trump. I would say that his Secret Service detail that he's entitled to, even after he is no longer the president, is going to protect him, and that there's probably the so-called Secret Service guys of Joe Biden are not going to be particularly successful at evicting him from the White House, and Joe Biden is going to basically trigger a civil war, because he's going to order his political machinery to go and get all these people who have supported Donald Trump, so his friends, his family members, and such like, and so forth. But, you know, these people are not going to go quietly into, as the saying goes, into that good night. They're not just going to go. And I think that it's going to descend into civil war, because when they try to come for Donald Trump, when they try to come for Don Jr., if they try to do things to harm people like Barron Trump and Ivanka and all the rest of that particular clan, then the American people, I would hope that they get a bit upset about that. I would hope that they remember that they have a Second Amendment, and that they do their utmost to defend their own country. And if they don't, then they don't deserve a country. So I like America. I really like America. I wish that Australia was America. I wish that we had a Second Amendment here. You know, I wish that it was codified in law. When our Constitution was written, that was something that was overlooked, because everybody had firearms here. Nobody could conceive of a time when they would be banned in Australia, because, yeah, everybody had firearms. Everybody open carried here in Australia 120 years ago, because it was just part of the life and the culture. So, and they didn't think to codify a right to bear arms in our Constitution. And I really regret that they didn't do that, because now we are in a world of hurt because of that. And I think that when it all begins to go down in America, that it is going to descend into civil war with the armed American patriots. Well, it's not going to start with them. Okay, it's going to start with all the Democrat Antifa blue-haired brigade going and attacking people that they perceive to be patriots. So that's the Gadsden flag wavers and the Confederate flag wavers and such like and so forth. That's how it's going to be. And they are going to think that these people are going to fold and allow themselves to be bashed up. But I think at this stage that the regular Joe and regular Jane Americans who have their Second Amendment rights are going to avail themselves of those rights to defend their own lives and their own property. And there's going to these people, these Antifa types, they might not be alive at the end of it. Let me just say that. I'm being really careful with my words here because, you know, I'm not promoting anything. I'm just wargaming. I'm just saying, here, you know, if somebody came to my gate and thought that they could rob me, well, I don't have a firearm, but I wouldn't just fold over and allow myself to be attacked and be a victim. So, but if I did have a firearm, then I would certainly use it to defend this property. And I would hope that anybody under that situation would do the same thing. Because it's your right to defend your own life and your own property and the right, the lives of your family members and your friends who are with you by force of arms. If you're attacked, if you're attacked, or if your friend who is next to you is attacked and you come to your friend's defense and attack your friend's attacker, that is your legal right and your legal responsibility to defend your friend or your family member or your own self. You know, you're not required to care about anybody under the kingdom of God who's over the other side of the world. That's not what you're required to do, but you are required to care about the guy standing next to you. That's your neighbor, the person next to you. Okay, so and Americans need to be mentally prepared to do that, to defend their own lives, to defend their own property. And it doesn't matter if you're renting, it doesn't matter if you own the property, if it's under mortgage, all of that is irrelevant at the moment. Okay, if you're renting it, then for the period of the rent, it's your property. Okay. So you can defend a rental property. You can defend a trailer or a trailer park. It's all the same. And if somebody comes and attacks you, attacks your trailer, attacks your vehicle, then you ought to defend it. You need to defend it. It's your responsibility.
We'll be right back, folks.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheban with Gwyneth Isaacs. She's live in Australia. And Gwyneth, I want to comment on your comment before the break. And I'm going to start with a short quote from the Constitution. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years. Now, let me give you a quick, simple definition of treason. Treason is a violation of the allegiance owed to a sovereign state against the Constitution, giving aid and comfort to our enemy. Sedition is defined as stirring up resistance, discord, or rebellion against a government in power. That's kind of the short definitions. But we have a criminal rogue intelligence agencies. We have sham court systems that protects the elite. It really is turning to kind of a joke. You know, speaking of a sham court system, and I'm going to mention this article because it's so appropriate. And it's not that I don't feel sorry for cheerleaders, but this article is cheerleaders' First Amendment case headed to the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court takes a cheerleaders' case, but they can't take the most important case and share and see and comment on all the election and voter fraud evidence that we on this show has probably given well over 1,000 pieces of evidence. And speaking of, you know, big tech, protecting the elite too. We have the people who were going to the D.C. Trump Pence march to stop the steal. It was in directions to D.C. Basically was not available on Apple Maps. So they're basically trying to stop people. I'm not making this up. This is an article that just came out. This is really, see, when you have a corrupt government that concentrates on, whether it be banks, or big tech, Wall Street, doesn't matter. If they concentrate and put all the resources into protecting itself and the big corporations, using censorship, surveillance, tyranny, totalitarian rule, to eliminate freedom, liberty, and control of the people, while feeding their reductions to power, money, and control, you're going to get fraud. Not just in polls, not just in voting, everything. Everything's going to be fraud. And technology is being used as weapons for the plutocracy. We have forced tyranny, forced totalitarian, forced communist insurrection being shoved down our throat. So that's what we are dealing with in America today, Gwyneth. Any comments?
Yeah, these people who think they run the show, this is a phrase that I've been using on quite a regular basis. These people think they run the show, but they don't. Because I'll tell you why. I think that we all need to be very, very assertive, and we need to be very, we need to realize that we're actually on the winning team. Yeah, we outnumber them by hundreds to one, okay? They are actually probably hundreds of thousands to one. They are a tiny, tiny, tiny group of people. And even if you took all their hangers-on and all of their bootlickers and all of their associates, okay, worldwide, you might get 50,000 people, maybe 500,000 people. That's being extremely generous, okay? And it's certainly not more than 1 million people, okay? Compared to a global population of 7 billion people, okay? It's just not even comprehensible, the difference there. So you're looking at millions to one. And in the United States, like I said, you're going to have, you've got 300 million people in the United States who are of the opinion they have been cheated out of having Donald Trump as their president. And if you are one of those people, you need to realize that you have got a lot of friends and that you're on the winning team. No matter how the optics are made to look in the press.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Raphael Warnock has pulled ahead of incumbent Senate Kelly Loeffler in one of Georgia's two Senate runoffs on Tuesday, and by late Tuesday night, he was projected the winner. John Ossoff, the Democrat seeking to unseat David Perdue, holds a slender lead and is too close to call at this time. Congress meets today to do a final count of the Electoral College before announcing a winner in the 2020 presidential election. The session should begin at 1 p.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. The Trump administration announced Tuesday that it has awarded a $3.7 billion grant to help Puerto Rico rebuild water and wastewater treatment plants, pumping stations, and reservoirs damaged by Hurricane Maria more than 3 years ago. The money will come from the Federal Emergency Management Administration. Wisconsin prosecutors on Tuesday cleared police officer Rustin Chesky of criminal charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin in late August. Blake was armed with a knife and that he had resisted arrest. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
An illegal immigrant that is accused of killing four people in a 2019 Northern Nevada crime spree has an update. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox reports.
A 21-year-old Salvadoran believed to be an illegal immigrant who faces the possibility of the death penalty if convicted of killing four Northern Nevadans during a two-week crime rampage in January of 2019 is now scheduled to go on trial in September. However, Wilbert Ernesto Martinez Guzman's latest appeal is still pending before the Nevada State Supreme Court, and the district judge in Reno says everything could change if they file a formal motion seeking to prove he lacks the intellectual capability to be executed legally in Nevada. Washoe County Judge Connie Steinheimer said Monday she has the scheduled trial to begin September 20th and last up to 8 weeks. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Three close family members of Sharon and Gerald David were invited to Washington, D.C. to attend the 2019 State of the Union Address. 25 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2021 has been revealed. Of the finalists, former defensive back Charles Woodson is on the short list.
For the guys that are at this point, man, you really had to, you know, make an impact on the game. And I'm proud of that, you know, so I'm excited, you know, to be in this moment. And, you know, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Woodson played for the Packers and Raiders in his pro career. Between 4 and 8 new members will be selected. The Class of 2021 in the National Football League will be revealed Saturday, February 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This can be sliding.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. This is Rich Sheeben with Gwyneth Isaacs, and we are on the last half an hour. You know, Gwyneth, we had a lot to say today, and unfortunately there's never enough time to say everything we prepare for. But I'll tell you one thing, since we're talking about all this election fraud and the Insurrection Act and what the people need to do and the executive order and all the things we've discussed, you know, I'll tell you one thing. If the U.S. is not given back to the people, we're going to continue to get corrupt socialists. We're going to get fake Indians. You know, Elizabeth Warren, the Pocahontas of the Hiawatha tribe, I'm sure you've heard of her. Pedophiles bought and paid for, under-the-table federal workers, including intelligence agencies, phony, unearned jobs based on some federal program under some fake guise of fairness, equality, and tolerance, and all this stuff. Basically sacrificing, we're going to be sacrificing our own sovereignty, our own freedom, liberty, and selling out to America to the highest bidder while lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job based on what group you're in. In other words, the resources will be continued to go into divide and conquer strategies in order to eliminate synergy and unity. Your comments, Gwyneth Isaacs.
I think that, you know, the actually what needs to happen, okay, is when the people of the United States take back their own country, they need to begin systematically dismantling all of these government agencies. They need to systematically dismantle everything from FEMA to the Department of Motor Vehicles to the BATF to the CIA, the FBI, and, you know, all of these people who work for these agencies need to be held to account for their deeds by the American people, because they have been the instrument forever. Just, I mean, since World War II, at least, they have been the instrument for the longest time for the oppression of the American people, for doing their normal, regular constitutional rights. And the American people and the Australian people and everybody on the earth needs to realize that licentiousness is a sin, and they need to find out what licentiousness is. Licentiousness has two parts, okay? The first part of licentiousness is permitting people to do that which is evil and allowing them to get away with it by some sort of fiat, because I said so, law or license. That's the first part of licentiousness. The second part of licentiousness is requiring people to have a license for that thing which is normal and not a sin. So, for instance, driving your vehicle from location A to location B. So that is traveling. And in every other era of history, traveling was considered to be a normal part of life and did not require permission from anyone. And in fact, permission to travel has always been regarded as being the hallmark of tyrants. And this is what driver's licenses are. They are permission to travel. And, you know, permission to own a firearm, excuse me. You know, that means permission to have the ability to defend your life and your property, excuse me. Who gives such permission? This is not right. And people have put up with it for too long, you know. People need to stop putting up with this. You have a Second Amendment, and that Second Amendment is not subject to a license, because licentiousness is a sin. License is a sin. License is permitting people to do things which are unlawful according to the law of God, not according to any written statute. That's the law of God that's written on all our hearts. And licentiousness is also requiring people to have permission to do stuff that is normal. It's not a sin. It is just a regular part of life. Stuff like, you know, going in your motor vehicle from A to B. That's called traveling. learned stuff like having a firearm, operating a business. You shouldn't need a license to operate a business. You know? Who thought that one up? That says you need a license to be able to prosper on God's earth. That's ridiculous. You know, we need to get some sanity back here. This is it. And I'm fed up with it. I've been fed up with it for a very, very long time. And when these evil tyrants, these pedophiles, these child molesters, these monsters who tortured us, tortured our children, slaughtered our babies for the longest time, we need to just stop putting up with it all. And definitely organizations like Planned Parenthood. If Planned Parenthood was defunded, they would have to close overnight. And, you know, that's just it. Medical license should be done away with. All license should be done away with. Let the free market operate, and the free market will sort out who's a good person to go to for particular goods and services and who's a con artist. The con artists won't survive because people will stop going to them. They won't be fooled by things like, you know, oh, I've got a piece of paper that says that I'm allowed to be a doctor. Really? Well, Mr. Fauci has a piece of paper that says that he's allowed to be a doctor. But, you know, I wouldn't trust him to treat me for a common cold, to be perfectly honest. That's sarcasm there, in case anybody didn't pick it up. We need to organize society once this whole thing is sorted out. We need to get our freedom back, and we need to maintain it, and we need to maintain it vigorously and not put up with any sort of government licentiousness anymore. Does that make sense, Rich?
It does. I know you almost called me Vince, but that's okay, Gwen. You know, I want to comment on what you just said. I think what a lot of people don't realize, when you, especially government workers, when you go rogue and you have no people don't have confidence in you, you have no more validity, you have no more credibility, and the system is going to force you to go broke because you think you are a Democrat. There's no left-right paradigm. It's very small. Just like Mitt Romney, you know, he was heckled on a flight by patriots. They were screaming, traitor, traitor, traitor on the plane, and he got reamed, and he should, because he is a traitor. He's a turncoat, a Benedict Arnold. So what's going to be happening is people, that's why they call them useful idiots, Gwyneth. They think they're really a Democrat. It's really the aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. So what's going to happen as governments become less legitimized, they're going to get less funding, and they're going to be replaced by mercenaries, by brown coats, brown shirts. And the big corporations, the big money, the corrupt, the NGOs, the big corrupt entities are going to keep hiring more of these nefarious mercenaries to take over. That means there's no constitution, there's no rights, there's no restitution, there's no rule of law. That's where we're heading. And a lot of people aren't seeing with foresight. They're not thinking 3, 4, 5, 6 moves ahead. They're thinking one move ahead. Okay, and that's why a lot of the useful idiots, the first thing out of their mouth is, oh, well, that's controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, basically anti-Islamist-phobe. And that's where people's mindset is. They put up a barrier when they hear something, and they don't realize that when all this gets delegitimized, government, work, all the things I talk about, when they make certain groups feel entitled to play the victim group status card, when they make the same groups demand to lower the bars and expectations of a job, when hard work proven results qualifications are in total doubt, when people who've been attacked have no protection, rights, and restitution of the rule of law, we see runaway power go unchecked and precedents being exchanged for the rule of law, we have enabled the most corrupt companies and parts of government in the world with liability immunity, which creates more wealth inequality. In other words, we've given so much free lunch to the elite that the people can't see the forest through the trees. They're not thinking multiple moves ahead. They're not thinking with foresight. And that's what, is it too late? I don't know. I don't know. But if we put in all these false senators and a false president who didn't even come close to earning their seat, there's so much fraud. Just by math impossibilities alone, Gwyneth, these people did not get in. And that's why I mention these articles. That's why I talk about voter fraud. That's why I give objective facts and evidence and not subjective emotional opinion. You know, if they don't fix this, America's going down, or like you said, to a hot civil war. Gwyneth Isaacs, your comment.
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right there. It should be, I need to point something out. I think that if you look into the employment structure of your average cop down the road in every precinct in the United States, you'll find that they're actually subcontractors now. They're actually not employed by the state, that they're actually working for private corporations now. And here in Victoria, Australia, the Victoria Police is a corporation with a business number. That makes them a corporation under Australian corporate law, and they have to abide by Australian corporate law, meaning that they are not permitted under Australian corporate law to engage in extortion and racketeering. That they do it anyway because most people are too dumb to realize that they're actually running an extortion racket and that they are a private corporation and that they are forbidden from operating contract without consent because contract without consent is extortion under the law. I might have said that too fast, so I'll say it slower. Contract without consent is called extortion. It's a crime. I hope that's clear enough for everybody in the class to understand. Contract without consent is a crime. It's called extortion. And if everybody realizes that and stands up to them and begins to call them on it, when they are issued with these extortionate notices of demand, such as fines and fees, then they will not be able to do what they do. We all need to do that individually.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for being here. This is Rich Sheban from Montana and Gwyneth Isaacs live from Australia. And Gwyneth, Joe Biden uses this subliminal messaging in certain mottos like time to heal, where I see a lot of people laughing at it. And we talk about dual definitions and deception. You know, heal can also be used like a dog, obey, be by your side. It could also mean COVID and hospitals getting tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars for a COVID diagnosis that's not even, you know, legitimate. Fraud, racketeering, control, money laundering, vaccines with big pharma, you know, the COVID whole situation basically being used for an agenda. I think, Gwyneth, I think a lot of people don't realize that they're being played by professional wordsmithing and Hegelian dialectic, and they're not thinking a certain way. What do you think about that, Gwyneth?
I think that the most powerful word in the English language is no. Just say no. Just say, I'm not putting up with this, okay? But, you know, I'm not doing it. I'm not getting your vaccination. I'm not complying with your fiat so-called guidelines or regulations that are not even acts of Congress or acts of Parliament here in Australia. They're just a bunch of people got together in a room and decided that this would be a good set of rules for us all to follow. Well, that's called tyranny. And if every one of us says no, or even if a good proportion of us say no, we're not doing it, then there's no way that their system can succeed. This is it. No is the most powerful word in the whole English language. And, you know, people need to stop listening to their pastors when they get on the Romans 13 kick, because they'll notice that they only ever preach the first seven verses of Romans 13 and not the last seven verses of Romans 13. There is a legitimate purpose, a proper purpose for government, okay? And that is to restrain wickedness. When government stops restraining wickedness and becomes wickedness, it stops being the government. And that's basically what the second half of Romans 13 says. But no, they always stop at Romans 13, verse 7. They never go to verse 14. And if you read the last half, it says that we all ought to walk in love with each other. And that means that our government ought to walk in an attitude of love towards us. Okay? That's the meaning of the second half of Romans 13. And if anybody comes to me and says, oh, we all got to bow to the government, I say, no, I'm not bowing to a bunch of Satanists who abuse children, who cut their throats in private ceremonies and drink their blood. Why should I bow to a bunch of Satanists? I'm not doing it. And if every Christian said that, said, I'm not bowing to a bunch of Satanists. There's no way that they would ever succeed in anything that they're doing, because anyone in any high position of government, anywhere in the world at this point in time, they have all somehow or other compromised with Luciferian oaths or Luciferian doctrines, or they somehow worship the devil. That's how you get there. And if you, I mean, you get some parliamentarians, you get some Congress members who haven't, but you'll notice they hit a glass ceiling, okay? They get to a certain level and they never get into the real positions of power, like Ron Paul and Rand Paul, excellent examples. Ron Paul would have made an excellent president. He had the support of the American people, but he didn't have that rubber stamp of being a compromised devil worshipper, because he's not. He's a Christian, and he's a very fine man. And his son, Rand Paul, is exactly the same. So, yes, they allowed him into Congress, you know, to be their token little pet. But that's as far as they allowed him to go. That's as far as they allow any of them to go. And our local member of parliament here in Bendigo, in Victoria, Bridget McKenzie, they allowed her into parliament. She got voted in. But she's never been allowed to progress above a certain level, because she happens to have a firearms license, and she is a keen gun rights advocate. And I say, good on you. But, you know, this is the thing. They're never allowed beyond that glass ceiling unless they have somehow or other bowed the knee to Satan. And we Christians need to stop putting up with that, and we need to stop bowing the knee to these people. They've done nothing all their lives but compromise and sell out to Satan and his crew.
Well, Gwen, thank you very much for being with us today. It was wonderful broadcasting you with you. Everybody have a wonderful day. President Trump will be talking live in 1 hour, everybody. Have a great day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IR programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.